به بنیام نمرود.
I would like to discuss a part of Shmoneh Esrei which seems like a tofel dicker part of Shmoneh Esrei. It's not the main part of Shmoneh Esrei, but it is quite an important part of Shmoneh Esrei. And that is the two psukim that you say, one you say before Shmoneh Esrei, and one you say after Shmoneh Esrei. There's one pasuk we say before Shmoneh Esrei, Hashem Sfosai Tiftach, Ufi Yagid Tilosecha, and there's one pasuk you say after Shmoneh Esrei, that Yiu Lerotzen Imrefi, the Hegin Libi Lefunecha, Hashem Tzuri Vegoyali. And the first pasuk in Shmoneh Esrei, Rabbeinu Yoina says, it's a tefillah that I should be able to be mechaven in your Shmoneh Esrei. That's why, that's the first pasuk. The second pasuk, which you say after Shmoneh Esrei, Yiu Lerotzen Imrefi Vehegin Libi Lefunecha, Hashem Tzuri Vegoyali, is a pasuk which has got 10 words in. It starts with a yud, finishes with a yud, and it's got 48, and it's got ten yuds in. It's got 10 yuds, 10 letters, starts with a yud, finishes with a yud, and it's got 48 letters in. That's Shem Mem Beis. So this pasuk of Yiu Lerotzen Imrefi Vehegin Libi Lefunecha Hashem Tzuri Vegoyali is a very important pasuk. Al Pisoid, it is a very very important pasuk, and this pasuk helps that the tefillahs that you've davened will be in the skabel. By saying this pasuk, your tefillahs that causes that your tefillahs shall be in the skabel. So that's why you have to say this pasuk with gross kavana, because that is what makes your tefillahs being in the skabel. So now,
which one of the yirot?
Oh, it's exactly what I want to speak about today. Now, if you have a look in the Sidurim, there's two, you say the Sidurim have printed twice Yiu Lerotzen. Before, straight after Hamavorech Hama Yisro Vasholoim, there's a Yiu Lerotzen Imrefi. And after, just before Oysa Sholem, there's also, again, a Yiu Lerotzen Imrefi. And if you have a look, that those are most Sidurim. If you have a look in Art Scroll Siddur, the first Yiu Lerotzen is in brackets. And the second Yiu Lerotzen is not in brackets. And if you have a look in the Reidelheim Siddur, I think it's Svasema Siddur. Yeah, the Reidelheim Siddur, then they don't have the first Yiu Lerotzen at all. There's only the one Yiu Lerotzen, and that's before Oysa Sholem. So those, and if it could be, you'll find me another Siddur, which only has the Yiu Lerotzen after Mavorech Hasama Yisro Basholem before Elokai Netzoir, and it won't have the one before Oysa Sholem. I haven't found such a Siddur yet, but it is possible that there is such a Siddur. Yeah, lefi the mechaber, that's how your siddur should look like.
In the Sfad
siddur they have twice Yiu Lerotzen. They also have twice Yiu Lerotzen. Right. So the first pasuk, Hashem Svosai Tiftach, Ufi Yagid Telosecha, the Gemara in Brochus asks Kasha, that there is a halacha that you have to be masmich gula letfila. That means when Goal Yisrael has to be mamish joined to Shmoneh Esrei, and when it means joined to Shmoneh Esrei, it means totally joined. And the Mishnah Berurah says even a hefsik of more than hefsik of waiting, even without speaking, not doing anything, waiting, a hefsik more than teich k'dei dibur is already called a you haven't got the lechatchila dika smichas gula tefillah. Smichas gula tefillah means has to be mamish joint. Goal Israel, baruch atah Hashem. So the Gemara asks the kasha, how can you say Hashem svasai tiftach? You've got a hefzik between Goal Israel and the baruch atah Hashem. So the Gemara says, as Hashem svasai tiftach is ketfila arichta damya. It's like a long, it's a long tefillah. The Chazal have lengthened your Shmina Esra. That means Shmina Esra doesn't start by Baruch Atah Hashem. Shmina Esra starts by Hashem Svosai Tiftach. So the Mishnah Brura in Bialocha clears a shaila. If somebody forgets to say Hashem Svosai Tiftach and he's finished Shmina Esra, or he's in the middle of Shmina Esra now, does he have to start Shmina Esra again? Or does he have to repeat Shmina Esra again? Somebody forgot to say Hashem Svosai Tiftach and he's finished Shmina Esra. Oy, then he chaps. Oy, I forgot to say Hashem Svosai Tiftach.
Was Hashem
Svosai
Tiftach put in by
Anshei Knesset Gedolah? No, it wasn't put in by Anshei Knesset Gedolah. It's put in by, in Rabbein Yonah's Mashma, after Churban Beis HaMikdash, then the Hashem Svosai Tiftach got put in. But when they put it in, they made it as part of Shmina Esra. So now the Be'alocha clears a shaila, if I forget to say Hashem Svosai Tiftach, do I have to say Shmina Esra again? Because I've missed out intrinsic part of Shmina Esra. Hashem Svosai Tiftach is I've missed out a chedek of Shmina Esra. So the Be'alocha brings a raya that you don't have to repeat Shmina Esra. But Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, he's choilek on the Be'alocha. He argues on the raya. The raya is takashver raya of the Be'alochas. And he argues on the raya of the Be'alocha. And Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe paskens that somebody davens Shmona Esra. And if he gets to say Hashem Svosai Tiftach, he has to say Shmona Esra again. Just like on Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yal V'Yovoi, in B'Shachris or Mincha, and you forget to say Yal V'Yovoi, you have to say Shmona Esra again. So Rabbi Feinstein says, if you forget to say Hashem Svosai Tiftach in Shmona Esra, you have to repeat Shmona Esra again. Oh, so now, that's Hashem Svosai Tiftach. So that's why the Mishnah Brura says it's really the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that after Hashem Svosai Tiftach, let's say by Mincha, you say before Shmona Esra by Mincha, you say Kishem Hashem Ekra Hova Goydel Lekeinu Hashem Svosai Tiftach. Somebody forgot to say Kishem Hashem Ekra, which that's not Leikuva. That's Kishem Hashem Ekra is not Leikuva. So let's say somebody forgot to say Kishem Hashem Ekra, and he said already Hashem Svosai Tiftach, can he now say Kishem Hashem Ekra? So Mishnah Brura says, Magen Avraham says, he can't say now Kishem Hashem Ekra, because with Hashem Svosai Tiftach, you've already started Shmona Esra, and in the middle of Shmona Esra, you can't say Stam Psukim Kishem Hashem Ekra. So Mamela, Hashem Svosai Tiftach, that is the start of Shmona Esra. In the Gaon Siddur, in Tzich Yitzchak there, he says another Chiddush, that Tfilah B'Tzibah starts with the Pasuk Hashem Svosai Tiftach. Tfilah B'Tzibah means that 10 people start to daven Shmona Esra together. So even if they don't start the Baruch Atah Hashem together, some are more mechaven in Hashem Svosai Tiftach more than others, but the Hashem Svosai Tiftach, that's where the starting point of Shmona Esra is, and 10 people start Hashem Svosai Tiftach together, that is called Tfilah B'Tzibah, and 10 people have started together. And the important point is, that's a very important point, by Chazoras Hashatz, the Chazan has to say Hashem Svosai Tiftach. Because if you don't say Hashem Svosai Tiftach, it could be, I mean, according to the Mishnah Brura, you got a B'dievedik Chazoras Hashatz, you got a B'dievedik Shmona Esra. According to the Moshe Feinstein, you're not davening Shmona Esra. It is not a Shmona Esra, and if it's not a Shmona Esra, you'll be saying 18 brachos levatola and 19 brachos levatola, and the tzibah won't be yetsa chazaras hashatz. You'll be saying kedusha, you'll be saying kedusha and answering moedim on something which is not chazaras hashatz.
Does the
Chazan
just say aloud or
belachash? No, Shulchan Aruch says it belachash. Yeah, belachash. Minig asfardim is to say that the Chazan says it aloud. Yeah, I think before Chazal Shatz, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, I think it's a Ramah that you say it, that you say Hashem Svosai Tiftoch Belachash. The Tzibah won't know, so that's so the Chazon is Achroi for his own, to make sure that the Tzibah has a good Chazal Shatz. Yeah, once you're talking about that, I'd like to add another point that the Mishnah Berurah says, that there is a locha in Shulchan Aruch that if you're not mechaven in the first brach of Shemone Esrei, it the whole Shemone Esrei is levatola. Yeah, it's me'akev that you mechaven in the first brach of Shemone Esrei. So the Mishnah Berurah says that a chazan has to be mechaven in the first brach of Ovos Likuva. If it's not mechaven in the first brach of Shemone Esrei, it could be the whole Shemone Esrei is godish. So the whole tzibah won't be yitzchak chazorat hashatz, and it'll be the same problem. So if you miss out Hashem svosai tiftoch, or the chazan is not mechaven in the first brocha of Shemone Esrei, then the tzibah won't have chazorat hashatz. So that's why you see some balei tefillah that the first brocha of Shemone Esrei Ovos, they say very slowly. The reason they're saying it very slowly is to make sure that you mechaven in the first bracha of Shemone Esrei, because otherwise they won't have the whole Shemone Esrei. Right? That's that halacha. That's the beginning of Shemone Esrei. What by mincha? No, k'shem Hashem Eker is not ma'akev. That's only a minig. It's not Medina de Gemara. No. Not Medina the Gemara. Only Hashem Svosai Tiftoch, that's Medina the Gemara, and the Gemara says that's Tfilah Richter. Yeah, K'shem Hashem Eker is Mamish, not Likuva. It's
anyone in the car who wasn't Machaving with the first bracha, can he be Yotze with the Shatz? Assuming the Shatz says Kevon.
Yeah, there'll be a Locha says. Yeah, he can be Yotze with the Shatz. Yeah. So now let's go to the last pasuk, which we finish off Shemone Esrei with, that Yivul Rotzen Imre Fi Vehegin Libel Lefnecha Hashem Tzuri VeGoeli, is the pasuk of the Yudim, the pasuk with ten words in which the Moridika Soid, which causes Yitvilas to be Niskabel. So when do you say Yivul Rotzen Imre Fi? When do you say this pasuk? Which siddur is right? Yeah, usually all of them are right. Each one's got who to rely on. So we'll go through the shittas. There is a moridika machlekes rishonim. When do you say you lerotzlim refi? Do you say it before lekaindatzoy? Do you say it after lekaindatzoy? So The pashtus, well, we'll call it the pashtus agamora. Now, where does the lekain atzoy come from? Yeah, lekain atzoy, chazal, anshei knesses gedoyla weren't mesakana lekain atzoy. So where did it come from? The Gemara says that the Amoraim said tefillas after Shemone Esrei. So each Amora says his nusach tefillah. So we chose, the Klal Yisrael chose a Lekai Natoi. They chose this tefillah of a Lekai Natoi. Yeah, if you have a look in some Sidurim, they've added on in the middle of a Lekai Natoi another Yehi Rotzen, which they've added in. Yeah, that's the Tor said he should add in that Yehi Rotzen. Yeah, it's also one of the tefillahs of the Amoraim. So they've added in this Lekai Natoi. So if you have a look in the Gemara, The Gemara brings down, I think it's a Lekai Natoi, and the end of a Lekai Natoi, after he says Lekai Natoi, the Gemara says Apostle Yiu Lerotzen Imrefi. Yeah, that was now I think as Ma Breda Ravina said Lekai Natoi, and he finished off with Yiu Lerotzen Imrefi. And if you have a look in the tool brings down, you say Hamavorech Hasamo Yisro Vasholim, and he says. And afterwards, you say Lekai Natoi. He's got a few more things. He says, "I say Leman Yiminecha, I say Leman Tursecha, I say Leman Tursecha," and he says everything. And then he finishes off Yiu Lerotzen Imrefi. Yeah, and it says some say what we say by on Yom Kippur, Elokai Atchon Nesati and Yekadai, and then you say Elokai Nesoy, and you finish off Yu Lerotzen. So the mashmos of the tour is that you don't say straight after Shmoneh Esra Yu Lerotzen Im Refi. You only say it after you've said Elokai Nesoy, then you say Yu Lerotzen Im Refi, and that the Ramah says. That is Minig Ashkenaz. Minig Ashkenaz is that you don't say straight after Mevorach Samo Yisro Basholem, you don't say Yule Rotzen, you only say Yule Rotzen after you finish the Lekai Netzoy, just before Oysa Sholem, then you say Yule Rotzen Imrefi. The Rashbo, the Bais Yosef brings down a Rashbo, and the Rashbo says that you have to say Yu Lerotzen Imrefi straight after Shmoneh Esra, straight after Mevorach Amo Yisro Basholem. Why? Because it is part of Shmoneh Esra. And it is part of Shmoneh Esra, then you know how to be mafsik in middle of Shmoneh Esra. You can't be mafsik with your tachnunim. You can't add in some things in the middle of Shmoneh Esra. So Mamela, straight after Shmoneh Esra, it is part of Shmoneh Esra, and because it is part of Shmoneh Esra, so straight after Amvorech Hasama Yisro Basholem, you have to say Yiul Rotzen Imrefi. It's just like Hashem's foresight tiftoch is part of Shmoneh Esra, so Yiul Rotzen Imrefi is also part of Shmoneh Esra, and Mamela, in order to be mafsik with anything in between Shmoneh Esra, the Amavorech Hasama Yisro Basholem, and Yiul Rotzen has to come straight after Shmoneh Esra. And then there is a third shitta, that is Shittas Rabbeinu Yoina, that Rabbeinu Yoina says that after Shmoneh, that really the place for Yiul Rotzen Imrefi is straight after Shmoneh Esra, and he is masking to the Rashba that it is part of Shmoneh Esra, just like Hashem Tzvosei Tiptach is part of Shmoneh Esra, is Yiul Rotzen Imrefi is also part of Shmoneh Esra, but he allows you to say Tachnunim, he allows you to say Elokai Netzoyr before Yiul Lerotzen. And the reason for this is, he says, in every brocha, yeah, if you have a look in the Sidurim, in Refu'enu, they've added in a bakosha for Choylim. Yeah, really, in every brocha, you can add in your own bakosha. Yeah, Rashi in Avodah Zorah says, in Atachoinein, somebody who wants to make sure that he remembers his Torah, he should add in a bakosha in Atachoinein that you should remember your Torah. In Baruch Aleinu, you can add in a bakosha for Panosa. Re'ev Onyeinu, the Bais Yosef says, it's a bakosha when we say Re'ev Onyeinu v'goleinu gula shleimim heir l'man shmecha, it's the tefillah of Geula is not for the Geula Asida. He says that tefillah of Geula is for each person's personal sorrows that he has now. You're asking for a Geula from this sorrows. So you can add, as I state in Bais Yosef, that's pshat in the bracha. So you can add in Re'ev Onyeinu, you can add in somebody's got personal tzora and he wants to be nitzel from, he adds in Re'ev Onyeinu. Yes, yeah, in every bracha, a person can add in his personal bakoshas. Shema Kaleinu, you can add in any bakosha what you want. Any bakosha, because the place for all bakoshas is in Shema Kaleinu. So Mamela, Rabbeinu Yoina says, what's a bakosha of Yiul Rotzen Imrefi? Yiul Rotzen Imrefi v'hegin libi lefonecha Hashem tzuri v'goyali. V'hegin libi lefonecha means even the bakoshas which I haven't expressed with my mouth, but what I want, which my heart wants, that you should also answer. Yeah, so you can be yotze. I mean, you can't be yotze mitzvah tefillah Shmoneh Esra with thinking with your heart, but you can daven in your heart. Yeah, somebody, let's say somebody is in a place where he can't express the words of Twila, but he can daven in his heart. And that's the tefillah v'hegin libi lefonecha Hashem tzuri v'goyali, that the Rebbeinu Shalom should answer my tefillahs, my bekoshes of my heart, the Rebbeinu Shalom should also answer. So memeila, the posuk of Yehud Rotem Refi v'hegin libi lefonecha Hashem tzuri v'goyali is a bekosha klolis, is a bekosha for all my bekoshes, is a tefillah for all my bekoshes, that the Rebbeinu Shalom should be mekabel all my bekoshes. So memeila, it's like Shema Kaleinu, and if it's like Shema Kaleinu, so you can add in before Yehud Rotzen, you can add in all your bakoshas. So Mamela Rabbeinu Yoina says, even so, Yehud Rotzen in Rafi is part of Shemoina Esra, but he yoyes it is part of Shemoina Esra, but it is a place for all bakoshas. So Mamela, you'll have to say Lekain Natoir. What better bakosha is there than the Toir Lashoni Meirah? That's the greatest bakosha that a person can ask, is a Toir Lashoni Meirah. Through that, yeah, Chofetz Chaim says after a person is Tzoy L'Shoyni Meirah, then other brochas, everything, all Siyata D'Shmaya comes after the Tzoy L'Shoyni Meirah. So that is a bakosha after the place to ask all bakoshas. So Mamela Rabbeinu Yonah says that the proper place it to say Yul Rotzen is Taka after Hamavorech Hasam Yisro Basholem, but if you want to add in a Lekain Natsoir before that, you're allowed to. So Mamela, so now we've got basically three shittas. The Tor and the Ramah Paskan that you say Yehud Rotzen after Lekain Natsoir. The Rashba says you say it before Lekain Natsoir. The Rabbeinu Yonah says the proper place is before Lekain Natsoir, but you can't still say it after Lekain Natsoir. So now we've got in La Locha La Maisa, the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, he paskens like the Rashba, as you have to say Yehu L'Rotzo in Imrefi straight after Amavorech as Amo Yisro Basholem. There are more paskens that it depends on the minig amakoymus. If the minig of this mokum is to say Yehu L'Rotzo and say straight after Amavorech as Amo Yisro Basholem, so then you have to say it there. But if the minig is to say it after the Kain Natsoir, so then the minig is to say it after the Kain Natsoir, and that is a minig. Now let's get to this point. Oh, now I just want to the nakuda. Now when you want to you hear kedusha in the middle of a lekai natoir. Now what is halacha? Or let's say not in the middle of a lekai natoir. You finished hamavorech es amo yisro bashalom, and you haven't said the pasuk yet. Yehud Rotzen imrefi. Can you answer Kedusha or not? So I would say, what we learned by Hashem Svosai Tiftoch, that in order to say anything after Hashem Svosai Tiftoch, because it's part of Shemona Esra, so Meila, Hamavorech HaSamo Yisro Basholem, and I haven't said Yehud Rotzen imrefi, is according to those which say that it is part of Shemona Esra. So in Meila Shemona Esra, you can't answer Kaddish or Kedusha, And you can't say Omen on the Kela Kodesh, also not in the middle of Shemin Esra. So Mamela is as long as I haven't said Yehud Rotzen Imrefi, so Mamela I can't answer Kaddish and I can't answer Kedusha. And the Rashba Taka says so. The Rashba says that after Amavorech as Amo Yisro Basholem, and I haven't said Yehud Rotzen Imrefi yet, I can't answer Kaddish or Kedusha because it's part of Shemona Esra, and if it's part of Shemona Esra, I can't answer Kaddish or Kedusha. The Ramah says, because we say Yehud Rotzen Imrefi after Lekai Natsoir, so Mamela, if you're allowed to say Tachnunim in between Yehud Rotzen, if you're allowed to say Tachnunim in between Yehud Rotzen and Mavorech Samavah Yisro Basholem, so the same applies, I'm allowed to answer Kaddish and Kedusha before I say Yehud Rotzen. So if I've finished off on Mavorech Samavah Yisro Basholem, I haven't said Yehud Rotzen yet, I can answer Kaddish and Kedusha. That's the Ramah Paskens. Here's the in-between shitta, But Rabbeinu Yonah, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah would say that he can't answer Kaddish and Kedusha. That's what the Gaon and the Divrei Chmuda say, that Rabbeinu Yonah only allowed you to say Elekai Netzor in between Shmoneh Esra and Yehul Rotzen, because Elekai Netzor is a Bakosha. So a Bakosha you can put in, in between Elekai Netzor and Yehul Rotzen. In between Shmoneh Esra and Yul Rotten. But to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, that's not a bakasha. So Mamele, you can't put it in. Another nafkamina lechoyre is that the shteita, the Eli Rabba brings it down, that everybody should say the apostle, which starts with the letter of his name and finishes with the same letter as his name. Yeah, so let's say your name is Binyamin, so you'll start with the Pasuk base and you'll finish with the Pasuk which finishes off with a Nun. Yeah, in the Sidurim it's all printed. So if it's a Bishleima, you're allowed to say Lekai Netzoy because that's a Bakosha. But to finish up, but to say a pasuk now from Mechves, from Nach, or from Torah, wherever it is, that's like answering Kaddish and Kedusha. And like answering Kaddish and Kedusha, I can't say in between Shmoneh Esra, I'm saying Yul Rotten. So the same will apply, that I can't say a pasuk with my name. So that will be another nafkamina to the Shailah. And yeah, because that's a bakasha. Well, aneinu, yeah, of course you're allowed to say in the Shmoneh Esra. You don't say, no, in Shmakaleinu we hold you can say it. Tachnunim in Shmakaleinu he'll allow, but you the rotzen. Yeah, that is what Shmakaleinu is made for. Shmakaleinu on all these things, that's me'en oisa bracha. He holds that Yul Rotzoin is not really part of Shmoneh Esra. I mean, it is part of Shmoneh Esra, but the halacha is that Yul Rotzoin has to be somuch miyad l'Shmoneh Esra.
Why did he say it before
Let's say what?
What
put Yul Rotzen into? What put Yul Rotzen into Sim Shalom?
Before the
Brach,
like
you can't put Yul Rotzen into Sim Shalom because Yul Rotzen you can only add into each bracha me'en oisa bracha. That means that the inyan of that bracha you can add in. So let's say Sim Shalom, somebody's got an argument with Reuven, so he can put into Sim Shalom, please make peace between me and Reuven. You're right. In the last three brachas, you can only add in bakoshes for Rabbim. Yeah, that's why we can only add in the Sefer Chaim, which are bakoshes for the Rabbim. In the last three brachas, you can only add in a bakosha for Rabbim. Right? Yeah, you're right. So you can't add in your personal bakoshes. That's stamma teretz. Yul rotzen imrefi is a bakosha for a yochid. Yeah, so you can't add in into the last three brachas a bakosha for a yochid, only if a bakosha for a Rabbim. So now we've got a machlokes. Can you answer Kaddish and Kedusha before you've said a mavorech asam Yisroel b'sholem or not? So the Mechava paskens, because he paskens like the Rashba. For the Yid Rotzen, sorry. For the Yid Rotzen. You finish a mavorech asam Yisroel b'sholem, you haven't said Yid Rotzen. So the Mechava paskens like the Rashba, they can't answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Just like he says, you shouldn't say a lekai natoi. There are more paskens that you can answer Kaddish before you've said Yul Rotzen, after you've said Mvorach Tam Yisro B'Sholem, you can answer Kaddish. That's the psak of the Ramah. But the Mogen Avraham's come along, and he says Now, even so, the Ramah told me that the minig is, minig Ashkenaz is to say Yiyu L'Rotzen after L'Kai Natoil, but you should be choshesh for the other shittas. You should be choshesh for the other shittas, the shittas HaRashbo and shittas Rabbeinu Yoina, which say that you should say Yiyu L'Rotzen straight after Hamavorech et Amo Yisro Basholem. So they say that straight after, so the Achronim say that it's toiv. Yeah? They don't say it's a chiyuv, but they say it's toiv. It's better that everybody should say Yiyu L'Rotzen straight after Hamavorech et Amo Yisro Basholem. Why are you saying it twice? Just say the first one. The first one is the Yiyu L'Rotzen. And the second one, Zeira Gutakasha. Why do you have to say it twice? Yeah, but the Nusach HaTfilah, you've said the Yiyu L'Rotzen already. Even the Ramah is maskim that you don't have to say L'Kai Natsoi. L'Kai Natsoi is an optional extra. That's what L'Kai Natsoi is. But you don't have to say it. You can finish off Yishmanesra and Vorech Hasam Yisro Basholem and say Yiyu L'Rotzen. And you be Yitzh Yishmanesra. There's no chiyuv. It's a minig which Klal Yisrael has accepted on himself to say in the kind of soib. It's not Betoira's chiyuv. But why do you have to? The only reason there was a Yiyu L'Rotzen inside it because I haven't said the first Yiyu L'Rotzen. But now once I've said the first Yiyu L'Rotzen, so there's no point l'chayra to say the second Yiyu L'Rotzen. What? Yeah, no, I've said all that. Yeah, in the first one I've got everything already. What? Does the Shliach Tzibah have to say Yiyu L'Rotzen after Chazaras Hashatz? So there is a machlokes. The Ramah paskens that the Shliach Tzibah doesn't have to say Yiyu L'Rotzen after Chazaras Hashatz, and the reason why he doesn't have to say Yiyu L'Rotzen after Chazaras Hashatz is because he's going to say Tiskabel Soloisim. After the Kaddish, after Asher Volitzion, he's going to say Tiskabel Soloisim, so Mamela, he's saying the Tfilah of Yiyu L'Rotzen Imrifi. That's Bimkoim the Tfilah. But Chazaras Hashatz is also a tefillah of the Rabban. The whole Rabban davened it. So maybe you can say it's a Skabbos Eloisim. Sorry? So this is the important point. So if you change Chazan for Asher Volitzion, then the Chazan will be never saying Tiskabel Soloisoin on his Shmonesra. So it could be he'll have to say Yiyu L'Rotzen Imrifi before at the end of his Shmonesra, because he's never. So could be Yena. Yeah, the one who takes over of Ashrei Volitzion would say for the Tzibur Tiskabel Soloisoin. Yeah, that could be. But the more important point is that if you take over, a chazan takes over for Ashrei Volitzion. So usually a chazan after his tefillah, after Chazaras Hashatz, he doesn't do Oysa Sholem. And the Oysa Sholem that he does after the Kaddish of Asher Volitzion or after the Kaddish of Mincha, that is the Oysa Sholem for his Shmonesra. But if somebody else is going to take over for Asher Volitzion, then he has to say Oysa Sholem. Yeah, that's an important halacha. And there is another important halacha which I don't think the Olam knows. Maybe if you daven Nusach Sfad, it's not so negeah. It is a bit negeah. The Mishabura says that you're not allowed to move out of your place after Shmonesra till you've said Oysa Sholem. So a chazan is also not allowed to move out of his place till he said Oysa Sholem. So the Mishabura says on a day which he say V'hu Rachum, you're not allowed to. So he says for Tachnun, you're allowed to move out of your place. Because you're allowed to be moved out of your place without saying Oysa Sholem L'Tzorech Mitzvah. Or if you're a Baal Koyer, whatever it is. Then you're allowed to move out of your place without saying Oysa Sholem. But let's say on Nusach Ashkenaz, which says V'hurachum on Monday and Thursday, and they only say Tachnun at the end of V'hurachum, not like Nusach Sfad, they say Tachnun at the beginning of V'hurachum, so the Chazan is not allowed to move out of his place till he reaches Tachnun. Because you're not allowed to be Oikim and Mekoyno, it's Damazoy. Yeah, and the same will apply if you've got Slichas, if you've got Slichas on a Tanis. So the Chazan is not allowed to move out of his place till the end of Slichas. He can't just move Stamazai out of his place. And if you say Avinu Malkeinu, you're also not allowed to move out of your place. What? Yes, that's the Tzorich Mitzvah. But till then... Oh no, because that they say once I've been oikem and makoymoy, so then I'm allowed to move around. Once I've been neka, well, once I've moved away, I've moved away already. Yeah, then the shalom is still relevant. Yeah, that's a chiddush. There's two halachas. There's one halacha I have to say oyser shalom, and there's another halacha I'm not allowed to be oikem and makoymoy. So once I've been oikem and makoymoy, the tzorich mitzvah could be now I'm allowed to move around already. So now let's get back to answering Kaddish and Kedusha. So la halacha you're allowed to answer Kaddish and Kedusha before you say Oysa Sholem, before you say Yulerotzen, la halacha lemaisa, us Bnei Ashkenaz, Bnei Sfad are not allowed to answer Kaddish and Kedusha before they say Yulerotzen, but Bnei Ashkenaz are allowed to answer Kaddish and Kedusha before you say Yulerotzen. But the Ramah says that it is better not to, it's better to say Yulerotzen before you answer Kaddish and Kedusha, because even so, you're allowed to, but if it's possible to do something ba'oifen lechatchila and not a b'dieved dikoifen, so then you should do it in lechatchila dikoifen, and you should answer and you should say Yulerotzen before you answer Kaddish and Kedusha. And the Mogen Avraham adds on, really it's a mechaba, but the shayla is the mechaba talking the shittas hamechaba is talking the shittas haramo, and the Mogen Avraham adds on according to the shitta of the ramo, even according to the shitta of the ramo, even if you've said you will rotzoin and you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha, you should also say Oyser Sholem as well, because as long as I am standing as long as I haven't said Oyser Sholem yet, I am still oymed lefnei amelech, and when I'm oymed lefnei amelech for, why am I being oymed lefnei amelech? I'm being oymed lefnei amelech for tefillah. So mamela, if I'm oymed lefnei amelech for tefillah, I shouldn't be answering anything else. I shouldn't be saying anything else. And the chatchila, if you can manage, before you answer Kaddish and Kedusha, you should say oyser sholem as well. So this is... Sorry? Ali Rabba says, miss out al kai natoy, and even so you've got a very important bakosha which you want to ask, miss it the chatchila, a person should miss out al kai natoy, miss out everything, so you finish off Mavorech Samay Sroba Sholem, say Yil Rosnim Refi, Oysa Sholem, and then you'll say Kaddish Kedusha. So let's say you're just at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, and you hear that the Chazan's the end of Mechaya Meitzim is soon going to start, and it's soon going to start Kedusha. So you should say Yul Rotzen Rafi, say Oyser Sholem, and you'll be able to answer Kedusha, and don't say Alakai Natsoy. Yeah, it doesn't feel so well, so good to do such things, to miss out Alakai Natsoy. But as I pass the Mechaba and the Mogen Avraham, that you miss out and Eli Rabba, that you miss out the whole Alakai Natsoy, and then and to be able to answer Kaddish Kedusha lechat. Answer Kaddish Kedusha lechatchila.
Oh. Yeah,
sorry.
You're allowed to say if you do that.
No, in Midrash Menasseh, now you have to be listening to Chazorah Hashat.
So you finish it.
After davening, you can take out the Tehillim, say a Kapitel Tehillim, and after that you say a Lekayin Atzoy, and you can say the Bakosha Al Panosa, and you can say all the Bakoshas you want. Of you've missed this slot. This slot has been missed. There was an interesting machlekes between the Shiva Zeichet Zal Livracha and my father Zeichet Zal Livracha, that if the Chazan's in the middle of Chazorah Sashatz, and let's say he's after Lekela Kodesh, so you've got no shailas of answering anything, can you now add on your own bakoshas and miss out and not hear Chazorah Sashatz? Let's say I've got my own personal bakosha to ask, and the chazan's up to Rufu'enu, and I'll add on my personal bakoshas. I'll be finished Menesra before my personal bakosha. I'll be finished before Shemei Tvila. Can I add it on now and miss out not hearing Chazorah Sashatz? So the Rishiva held that no, you're not allowed to add on your own personal bakosha, and you have to finish your Shemoneh Esrei, not add on your personal bakosha, and you have to listen to Chazorah Sashatz. My father, Zeichet Zal Livracha, said that no, as long as you're still part of Shemoneh Esrei, as long as you're saying Tachnuni, you're still part of Shemoneh Esrei, so you've got no chiyuv to listen to Chazorah Sashatz. So Mele, you can add on your personal bakoshas as long as you'll be finished before Shemei Tefillah. That was that argument. It's quite an interesting argument.
So Shemei Esrei is for rabbim. All Shemei Esrei is for rabbim. All the brachas are for rabbim. The adding personal bakoshas is not the same.
Yeah, but I'm in the middle of Shemei Esrei, so Mele, now I've got no chiyuv to hear Chazorah Sashatz. I'm still in the middle of Shemei Esrei. So they went to the stipler with this shayla, and the stipler said stodemahin, and the stipler didn't have a clear cut answer on this shayla. If you're middle of Shemoneh Esrei, if you want to add in a personal bakosha and finish and miss out Chazorah Sashatz, if you're allowed to do it. Oh, sorry, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. There was an interesting article, and I think it was in the Tribune, Jewish Tribune, from Rubenstein, I think last week or the week before. He says there, if you said he brings a sack from Ravosa, he said the Yilarotso, in the middle of Kan and Sawyer, you remember you didn't be Yan of Yahweh. You haven't said the second thing.
Yeah.
You can go back to the Tay.
Yeah.
So if you answered Kaddish Kedusha during the middle.